So one of the first things that my wife ever made for me when we were dating, courting, whatever you want to call it, was eggless cookie dough. And it was delicious, and she brought it to me here at the station in a Cool Whip container, and it was absolutely phenomenal. Now, I'm one of those people who likes to live life on the edge a little bit, and so it doesn't matter if it's eggless or not. If it's chocolate chip cookie dough, I'm going to eat it. She made for a party yesterday afternoon. Of course, Cooper's birthday was in the middle of March, turned 4, and yesterday was the first time we could get everybody together.
Sure.
So she made not one, but two cakes. One was this incredible, I think it was called Brick House chocolate cake. Very, very moist, fudgy frosting, chocolate frosting all over it. And then the other cake was one of the tallest three-tiered cakes I have ever seen. Three layers of chocolate chip cookie dough cake with chocolate chip cookie dough between the layers and then frosting on top of that.
Wow.
It was incredible,
wow.
And all the little nieces and nephews were like, yes, yes. And I'm like, there's no way you're getting through one of these pieces, but I'll serve you one anyway. Uh-huh. So.
Did any of them prove you wrong?
No, not even close.
The sugar
even the aunts
high,
and uncles,
though.
I don't know if anyone made it all the way through a piece.
Oh, but the sugar high.
Yeah.
It sounds.
Oh,
and
sugar.
We just kind of opened presents and went home after that, too. So the sugar high and the crash would be on the drive back.
Yes. Oh, my.
Well, speaking of chocolate chip cookie dough, of course, you know, I'm old enough to be when chocolate chip cookie dough was not served at restaurants and everything. It was kind of you hope to sneak some after
right.
Mom, you know, made the chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah.
But it's everywhere, including a protein bar. My daughter, one of my daughters, the most sugar she can have is 5 grams in
sure.
something. And so she picked up one of these last week. It's the, let's just say it's a protein bar. And 1 gram of sugar. But she didn't really like it. Dad tried it. I'm like, this is pretty good. So I thought, let's do a wake
a
up
little
Joe taste test.
It's right. It's an interesting consistency because it is the consistency of actual cookie dough, but it's pressed into a bar, so
right.
it's a bit more
right. And here's
doughy.
The thing: where
I'm putting it in my mouth.
The question is: all right, yeah,
huh?
Kind of. I think the idea is: can something that has only 1 gram of sugar, can it be tasty? I mean, more and more.
It's not bad. I mean,
I like it.
It's kind of different, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It is sweetened with stevia. I noticed it has stevia in it. So that's a nice, you know, like natural alternative.
We use a lot of that at our house. So.
So that didn't count as the
yeah,
the
that
gram
doesn't count
sugar,
as the
right.
sugar. Because it's a, yeah.
yeah.
But
you know,
it's not just
I wouldn't guess it has that little sugar in it.
No,
it's good.
I would not.
Solid.
I absolutely
that's
not.
The thing,
it's,
right?
It's actually
so
really sweet. Yeah.
When you're looking to buy and you're like, oh, is that going to taste any good? But more and more it seems like the manufacturers.
But, and I think you just really acclimate to stuff, you know? I mean, you know, as far as like sweetness.
Unfortunately
and
for
like
her,
that.
The 5 gram or less sugar gal, yeah she didn't like it so much. So
Dad liked it.
Yeah.
We don't mind it. Not bad.
After tipping the scales at the Y, Dad needs to like it less. But 41
I
degrees,
WWI.
That's why they bring the leftover cake.
Thank you. Thank you.
You guys have heard before about my sewing adventures, and a seamstress I am not, but I certainly do try to make things for the people that I love in my life. And this weekend was no exception. I went away for a little happy, scrappy, crafty time, and I was scrapbooking away. And I have a dear friend who I've been scrapping with for like a decade. We've gotten to know each other at these crafty weekends, and I know that she loves llamas. Well, I found this flannel llama fabric, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to make Jenny some special pants
nice.
Out of llama fabric because I'm a good friend like that.
And sure. you weren't scared away by your last pants endeavor.
No, because Jenny knows me well enough to know that these are special pants and all that that entails. Well, boyfriends, did I ever make her a pair of special pants? She got extra special with her pants.
Llama pants.
Okay.
Because I'm making them and I'm like, I've done this so many times. This is going to be the pair that I don't screw
okay,
up
yeah.
and it's going to be amazing.
That's determination.
Yes.
Yeah.
So everything's going well. I like get the right size. I cut them out. I'm starting to sew. I'm doing this. She puts them on. I measure the waist. I get the waist all adjusted. Now I need to hem them, right?
Uh-huh.
Perfect. She tries them on again. I pin the legs. This is where they need to be. You guys. I made them so too short. So too short.
Llama capris.
Llama floodpants.
It's so bad because they're like high waters. They're not llama capris, but they're definitely not llama pants. Dude, I put the pin at the top of the fabric that I had rolled up instead of putting it at the bottom to measure the thing, and I cut the fabric off at the top, and now Jenny has...
I give a knowing oh there, having never made pants, long or otherwise.
How humble of you, though,
but...
to come to the radio microphone and just share
well, what's
yet
so
another...
funny is that I'm there, and she, like, puts them on after they're done, and I'm like, that's there's something wrong. Like, that's not. And she's like, I know, we measured them. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I have no idea what happened. And it's like 10 minutes later and it hit me. Like, I know exactly what I did. So I'm really sorry, Jenny. Your pants are short. However, the other three pair of pants that I made for my family are all perfect, including my husband's that my daughters picked out the fabric, and they have bacon all over them. And it says, what's shaking bacon? Smiley-faced bacon pants. That's what my husband got.
Three out of four isn't bad.
No, three that's out of four ain't bad. I kind of feel bad that hers
fact,
were.
Two out of three isn't bad, and you right. did three, and three out of right. four is even better.
Solid.
So I learned a valuable lesson this weekend. My husband also learned a very valuable lesson. So I come home from this crafting weekend, and it's all good until my youngest child goes into her heart-shaped chocolate candy box that she has been treasuring and loving. And she's struggling with a couple of things. She turns to the chocolate candy box to discover one piece was missing. One piece.
She sure she knew? She knew exactly?
I'm
guessing this child knew exactly what was left in there.
This 12-year-old girl knew exactly which pieces of chocolate had been left.
Okay.
And my husband, to his credit, was just like, he owned it. He owned it. Well, I ate it. I didn't think you'd... Blah! Oh, my goodness.
Did this all occur while you were at said scrapping weekend?
That occurred after I had come home from said scrapping weekend. I heard that occur firsthand. And I think we've
all...
Do we have
audio, like the fish
story? No one wanted to record that.
Well, you know what? As a dad for many years, I mean, I would come to his defense and say, because I think I saw your Facebook post on this, the idea is sort of like, no matter how long it's been there, I mean, we've already had St. Patrick's Day.
It's a beautiful heart-shaped box.
April Fool's Day.
Okay, but here's the thing. It actually, though it was a Valentine's box of candy, it wasn't from Valentine's Day, because on our family vacation, we had gone to the Russell Stover outlet.
Nice.
And that was her pick from the Russell Stover outlet. Was this beautiful heart-shaped box of chocolate.
I always have this pause when I'm reaching into the candy cupboard, because we have a candy cupboard, because it's America. And when I'm reaching the candy cupboard and I see something that I know belongs to my children from Valentine's Day or Easter or whatever, there's always that pause, and I'm like, I'm not sure if this is a good decision right now. And usually I pull back.
And I'm just going to float this out there for you. As your daughter reaches those ages of, you know, 12, 13, 14, you're going to want to proceed with even more caution.
Maybe not even open cupboard at all.
I'm just more caution when it comes to your daughter's chocolates. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Just saying.
All right. Well, Dean learned a lesson.
All right. We've all taken vacations where things go a bit awry. It happens.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's what memories are made of. Sometimes it results in an insurance claim. So these are ridiculous insurance claims by vacationers. Are you ready? A vacationer whose false teeth fell out while he was ill put in a claim to his travel insurers for new dentures under lost baggage.
Oh.
Didn't know your false teeth would be considered lost baggage.
That seems like a false claim for false teeth.
I like this one. Two vacationers filed a claim for damage to the paint of their car after it was licked by a herd of cows.
Wow.
That happened to my husband once. His work truck was all salty from road salt.
Yeah.
And a herd of cows came and licked it all off. He's like, it wasn't clean either then. It was like, he's like, it looked like someone took a giant wet paintbrush and just paintbrushed all over it. Didn't know it would lose or damage the paint. Two children buried their parents' camera in the sand to prevent it from being stolen while they went swimming. They couldn't remember where.
Oh. Wow.
Insurance claim. Yeah.
This reminds me of the latest Farmers Insurance ads where they're giving all sorts of...
Right, this is real, though.
Yeah. Right, right.
A young British traveler was distracted while he was walking in a beach and broke his nose when he walked into a bus shelter in Athens, Greece.
Now, that I could see happening. Obviously, he didn't.
An insurance company paid for the hospital bills, thank goodness. A couple on vacation in Malaysia returned to find their room to find that monkeys had stolen their clothes and scattered them across the neighboring rainforest.
Wow, that is just
honestly
crazy.
Whoever is like the claims associate who's putting these in, I just can't imagine how they could do it with a straight face. What happened now?
I know. It's that The insurance company paid their claim. I like this
really?
One. A family camping vacation in Wales was ruined when a parachutist from a nearby airbase landed on their tent, destroying their equipment.
I honestly think with some of these that the insurance company, because you know insurance companies sometimes will give you a little bit of friction about claims, but some of these are so out, they're just like, you have to be telling
right.
the truth, because no one could make that up.
Here's the thing, though. The insurance for that one rejected the claim.
What?
I know! I'm like, dude, all of their equipment was ruined when this guy landed on their tent.
They did not have parachute coverage.
Apparently not.
I've heard of umbrella policies.
Yeah, right. That's
good. A skier who arrived in an alpine resort found there was very little snow and claimed the cost of his new skis that they had bought before leaving Britain. I'm sorry, that one was denied.
That's giving all the rest of us a bad name.
That was denied. A vacationer in Sri Lanka needed hospital treatment after a coconut fell on her head while she was reading in the shade below.
Wow.
That one was covered.
It's not funny if you got the knock on the noggin, but wow.
Travel insurance, it can be a good thing. So, you know, but do be honest with your claims.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.